This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. This is a story about a man named Mr. Prince. Mr. Prince has quite the job. He pretty much auditions children for child porn. Think, you know, the regular casting couch for porn. That's what Mr. Prince does. And hundreds of desperate mothers bring their daughters to Mr. Prince, hoping that he will allow them to become a bright and shiny child porn star. On an average day, Mr. Prince, he lasts around 4 to 5 child porn auditions before his dick is spent. I mean, it's can't be easy molesting, fucking, and getting sucked by underage cuties all day in the name of quality control. Mr. Prince's child porn agency specializes in girls ages 8 to 14 years old. All ethnicities, all nationalities. And on this particular day, Mr. Prince's first appointment was 14-year-old Daisy. Daisy has starred in some homemade child porn, nothing too big. Her mother's very much wanting her to get into this agency where things are a bit more professional. So Daisy shows up. She's a light brunette, and she's wearing a red and black custom-made lingerie for tweens with fishnet stockings, stripper heels, a diamond choker around her pretty little neck, and hooped earrings. She looks like a proper 14-year-old stripper. She walks in. Mr. Prince, I mean, he sees little girls every day, right? Looking as sexy as they'll ever look. So it's challenging to truly impress Mr. Prince. Without much excitement, he tells Daisy to come over, come close to him. Her mother is led out of the room. And Mr. Prince inspects her 14-year-old body with his hands first, grabbing her ass, groping her freshly grown little 14-year-old tits, grabs her pussy, looks really closely at it, because Mr. Prince knows what makes a top-tier child porn star. He tells her to get on her knees and takes out his big, black cock, looks down at little Daisy and tells her to make it hard since it's his first appointment. He puts his hands behind his back as Daisy works her little mouth up and down that big black cock, licking, sucking, coating him in her 14-year-old saliva. She even takes her tongue and licks and sucks his balls, which probably pleases him because it lets him know that she's a proper slut. She knows what to do with her little mouth, how to make men hard. Of course, Mr. Prince knows he has to sample the back of her little throat. So he pulls his hands down, grabs her by the side of her pretty face, and starts thrusting his big, hard cock down her throat, fucking Daisy's 14-year-old mouth. And she does a great job with it. takes it, barely gags, gives him a nice pull of that throat slime from deep-throating little girls. Mr. Prince is mildly impressed. I mean, you gotta think, he runs one of the hottest child porn studios out there. He needs the top child slut talent. So then he asks her to pull down her fishnets and hop on his nigger cock. And she does so like a good little whore, undressing and even bending over in front of him so he can really see a good sight of both of her fuckholes, her little asshole, and the side of her puffy little pussy poking out between her thighs. She then gets on top of him and, like a pro, grabs on to his hard dick and starts fitting her 14-year-old pussy right on his nigger cock. And she starts sliding down, breathing hard, trying to be a good little child whore and take this fat, fat dick. She starts stretching herself, moving down the length of his cock just barely. And Daisy probably has in her mind all the tips that mommy gave her to take cock, to be a good whore, to be a good girl on her kiddie porn scenes. And she starts bouncing up and down once she gets stretched out, taking a lot of Mr. Prince's nigger cock. And Mr. Prince is all business. I mean, sure, he takes pleasure in fucking underage girls all day, but he has to sample all their fuckholes because, again, he's looking for top-tier child porn stars. So after some time sampling her fresh, young, and tight 14-year-old pussy, he tells her to turn around, to plant her feet on his knees as he works his cock into her little 14-year-old asshole. No child moves on from the audition if they can't take his big nigger cock in their ass. And he can tell that Daisy's had some cock in her ass because she's not afraid of it. She pushes down, pushes her little hips down, and Mr. Prince looks in the mirror so we can see what 14-year-old Daisy looks like from the front, taking his fat dick up her ass. She has a little trouble. I mean, most little girls do when they're trying to force anal inside of them. So Mr. Prince grabs her hips and starts pumping up into her 14-year-old ass, forcing it to stretch, watching the mirror so he can see what Daisy looks like, what her 14-year-old body looks like when she's taking that cock relentlessly up her ass, what her 14-year-old pussy looks like while she's getting anally pounded, what her freshly grown tits look like while they're bouncing from getting fucked in her ass. Her tight, warm asshole probably starts making Mr. Prince feel like he could probably bust his nut soon. So that tells him to have her get off his lap, to get on her knees again, and he starts stroking her ass juice with his hand, her face right in front of his big nigger cock, waiting for his cum because, like all home, even homemade kiddie porn stars know, that when you're on your knees and a man's stroking their cock, you open your mouth. And Mr. Prince jerks and pumps that fat nigger cock right in front of her open mouth, glazing her with cum on her underage face, watching his nigger jizz splash and splatter all over her, on her tongue, on her eyes, all on her cheeks, all over her, and then watches how little Daisy takes his nigger jizz. Does she flinch? Does she act grossed out? Little Daisy did well. She didn't flinch. She didn't act like she was going to gag. She actually took some from her cheek and started sucking it off her fingers. Mr. Prince gets dressed again, invites Mom back in the room, and tells the both of them that he's sorry, but Daisy's just not hot enough for his child porn production. He's going to decline Daisy, but to keep up the good work. He even tells Mom and Daisy that she's a good little whore, that she treated his nigger cock well, but she'll have to find some more child porn to star in because Mr. Prince, well, he's looking for the hottest kitty sluts on the earth.